Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 results conference call hosted by Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal from Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results conference call of MSUL. I am pleased to announce that the board has approved the results for the first quarter of the fiscal year 2026. The company has delivered a strong revenue of 2,494 crores during the quarter, out of which the new greenfields contributed approximately 156 crores. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 239 crores, which is 15% growth year on year. MSUL has significantly outpaced the industry, demonstrating a favorable volume and content mix, further bolstered by our presence across the majority of the new models launched by the OEMs. I would like to highlight that one more greenfield has come on stream in the quarter. Production lines in Navagam and Pune are now in ramp-up mode as per evolving customer schedules. With this, I would like to conclude my remarks. I have Pankaj, Anurag and Gulshan with me to answer any questions. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use answers while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunjan Priyathani from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Just a couple of queries on the results. Firstly, on the cost side, can you just give us some sense on what led to the sharp jump in the staff cost this quarter, and directionally, how should we be thinking? Is there more to come from the new plants in terms of the increase in this line item?
Go ahead, Gulshan. Can you take this question?
So largely the manpower cost in the current quarter has got increased due to expansion units. So there are a lot of manpower which have been hired just to train them and upskill them. So before getting into the production line, and as you have already seen that some of the plans from the customer side have been deferred. So that's all the manpower costs have been incurred in the current quarter.
And is there more to go on account of these new plants? Or should we sort of assume that cost more or less remains in this range and we should see the revenue kicking in as the new programs commission?
So as the programs are commissioned and the new production orders have come in, I mean, you will find it consistent when we were there earlier. It's just that in the current quarter, you see a jump because of that expansion units and that and the plans are already been deferred from the customer side.
I think if we understand your question right also, as the volumes will kick in, it's over a period of time. So the staff cost will go up slightly more and more volumes will come in the next quarters over a period of time.
Okay, got it. And on the copper side, you did point out that there is some inflation. Is there an element of copper inflation also reflecting in this quarter?
So in terms of the copper, is the question complete now? Is the question complete? Should I answer?
Yes, please go ahead. Yeah.
So in terms of the copper prices, if you always see that there's always a lag of quarter in terms of the adjustment. So there's a marginal impact as the copper prices are upward, but if you see a longer term of like 3 or 4 quarters, the impact always gets neutralized. So it's a pass-through arrangement with our customers.
Okay, got it. And just last question on the EV side, now the revenue ramp contribution from EVs is starting to reflect more, it's inching up. Can you share your thoughts on how the content value, in the programs that you have now, how does it differ from the ICE model, some color around it?
Pankaj,
Anurag? I think if you see from the EV to the ICE, you will find we have done some study in the past also, and it is approximately increasing by 1.5-1.7 times in passenger vehicles.
Okay. And profitability, it's fair to assume should be neutral or lower?
Why should be lower? I think profitability is something which is from the it start with some number, and then over a period of time, it get improved as the volumes take a shape and more changes comes in the vehicle.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandanan from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, very much for the opportunity. Firstly, on ramp-up of greenfields, there is some delay in ramp-up in Gujarat plant. How do you see the timeline for achieving optimal utilization? Earlier, the target was at the end of FY26.
I think with the relation of the magnets and things like that and rare earths, really, we can't be the right people to guide you. But Anurag, Pankaj, if you want to, if you can add some more color.
You very rightly said, sir, that there would be certain uncertainties, and we do expect that there will be solutions to those issues at the moment. And if we do not consider them as constraints, then usually customers take two, three quarters to come to a good utilization levels.
Yeah. Fair point. Thank you. For greenfields, currently, we have a revenue of 156 crore, and EBITDA, there is a cost impact of around 30-odd crore. So at approximately what level of utilization would we be closer to break-even?
Pankaj, Anurag, Gulshan, if you can try to help him.
I think these plants are going to take because if you have seen on one of the slides on the projects, that there are a few volumes have to be ramped up as well as the project has got delayed by a few quarters. So there is some lag into that. But I think as if these volumes met what customer has forecasted, and if they are able to perform it on those timelines which they have suggested and no further delay in that, I think subject to that, you will see a good improvement in that area. So it's very hard to say because we have seen this in previous quarters also that there is a delay or volume ramp-up has not happened what has been projected because of XYZ reasons. But I think the time it should improve.
Understood, sir. And all three greenfields put together, employee requirement was about 7,000-7,500 employees, assuming 2,000-2,500 per plant. Just was trying to understand how many have already been employed and trying to understand whether there can be a further increase in employee cost from current level of 476 crore.
Raghunandan, it's very difficult to answer these questions in exact accuracy. Even if there's a small increase or decrease might be there. But we have to employ the people before to make sure that the plants are optimally used. When we have to train them, there's a little bit of wastage and all that thing is there. Those all things are part of life in our kind of business. I don't think the substantial this thing would be there. But Anurag will guide you more on the situation. Anurag, can you tell them on how many people have been guest working on people and the cost of that? Can you help them out on that?
Yes, currently there are two plants which are, all three plants has started the ramp up, but obviously in between some of these projects have got deferred by a few quarters. So manpower, yes, as you rightly said, Raghunandan, it is approximately 7,000 it should be, but as the volumes grow, then it will go and touch to 7,000. So it is not yet the complete 7,000. And it is in between of the figure somewhere, and it will grow as the you will see the SOP will ramp up, then you will see it will come to 7,000 and then it will you know should normalize over there.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. I'll fall back to the queue before I come back. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandalesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and congrats on the healthy top line performance. So I just want to understand for FY27 for next year, how do you see the order pipeline and any plans for the CapEx for the next year? And can you share more lights on how you see the orders pipeline for the two-wheelers and CV segment as well?
Go ahead, Anurag.
Yep. See, these projections will be, you know, get clear as we move forward in this year, because it will be very difficult to say right now that what will be the projections of 2027, but it should be in a positive way. Obviously, for Q1, you have seen there is a, you know, 3% is the total passenger vehicle growth has happened, and I think it's a single digit number, but it will be more get once you are reaching in H2, then you have a better you know clarity on the for FY27. As far as you know as soon as these new models get ramped up, their volumes will come and the market will response, and then you will see FY27 with a more better clear picture that how the volumes will look.
Hello. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Any flavor on the orders for the 2 wheeler and CV also, sir? How do you see the orders there, sir?
I think 2 wheelers and CVs also, you know, obviously there are some ups and down. You can see 2 wheeler remain a flat, but obviously Q1 always remain a little you know subdued, and you don't see a big growth because now in the Q2 and Q3 more festivals are coming and things will happen, so you'll see a good growth over there in two wheeler side. Commercial vehicle obviously has not grown in a very significantly, but I think important is for MSWIL is to be ready to serve the customer as soon as these volumes comes up, in case it comes up. Let this, you know, H2 happen, and then you have a more clear picture that how it is going to take a, you know, change into that. Obviously, for the new models, even in two-wheeler as well as in commercial vehicle, we are working very closely with the customers, and we'll find there will be new launches as well into both segments.
And lastly, sir, what are the CAPEX expectations for the FY26 and 27, sir?
See, generally, for this year end, we have our CAPEX around 200 crores, and it is based on the projections which we have received from the customers.
So as we're progressing further, we will have an update on that.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on the ex-greenfield numbers which we have disclosed. We do see that margins there also have come down a bit from the 12.5% levels we have been doing in the last couple of quarters to 11.8% in the current quarter. So, possible to highlight why has it also probably moved downwards? Any particular thing to call out that, and how should we sort of see that going ahead?
So there is no unusual thing which had happened which are impacting our costs. Our margins are pretty consistent. The changes are only on account of the product mix which kept on changing. So as we mentioned earlier also that we have a space, we have a role in our new models as well. So it is largely on account of product mix.
Okay, so product mix by mix you mean EV share or is it between PV or two wheelers the mix has changed? What exactly is that?
It could be anything. I mean, there are a lot of models we are already in. So it could be on the ground of EV, IS or any kind of, because we are manufacturing a lot of models into. Supplying to a lot of models. Sir.
Also, in the first quarter, there is no possibility of, you know, the movement of copper and yen and all these particular things. So first quarter is first quarter. And third quarter, second quarter, fourth quarter. All quarters have their own unique if you understand what I'm saying.
Got it, sir.
Thank you.
And in terms of the greenfield, so right now, will it be fair to say that I think the Gujarat and Maharashtra are operational and Haryana will come up in the current year, or all three are operational as of now?
For the Maharashtra one, it has been operational. For the Haryana one, it is going to be operational now. And the Gujarat one is also operational. Obviously, you have seen on the slide also that there are a few projects which has gone delayed in that.
Understood. And so lastly, for these delayed projects, but is there some sort of compensation which we sort of get in case the project gets delayed or the numbers are lower than what the company has targeted? So in any case, is there any sort of compensation for us in these scenarios?
Please understand, our relationship with the customer is not a one-off. In a quarter or something like that. So what compensation should we ask? I think we are all in this industry, we were together. So compensation is not coming like that, but only once after finding that, you know, they had committed a particular number for the year and that has not come about. If there is need, then we will broach the subject. But it's not that, you know, you said that. They're making also predictions to the market. So it's a long-term relationship, yeah? not a day-night operation kind of a thing. Yeah?
But,
Pankaj, you want to add something over there?
I think exactly, sir, this is right. And, of course, there are always discussions with the customers and they also take care. So, as Mr. Sehgal said, it's a long-term partnership and considering that partnership, the decisions get made jointly and mutually.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal for closing comments.
Yeah, I think it's very obvious that MSWIL has outperformed the market. We think that it's the first quarter, and the new plants that are coming in will come in at the speed at which the government is going through with the import of rare earths and magnets and all that. The government is trying its best also. The customers are doing their best also. So it's work in progress, according to me. And I think we have to be a bit patient. But the good news is very clear that we are outperforming the market. Thank you all very much and wish you a very good week up ahead. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Mothers and Sumi Wiring India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.